Well, Israel says it has launched a new military spy satellite into orbit. The satellite is dubbed OFEC-10 and is the latest in the line of spy satellites built by Israel Aircraft Industries. It blasted off from a base south of Tel Aviv. Israeli officials have already announced that the satellite program is aimed at spying on Iran's nuclear energy program and Tehran's support for resistance groups in the region. Franklin Lamb, political analyst, joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to give us more insight on that story. Mr. Lamb, it's good to see you once again. Please talk to us about the motives of the launching of this satellite as announced by the Israelis.
Well, I take it it's more public relations effort by the Netanyahu government to placate his right wing. I see it mainly as a domestic initiative because the international community isn't impressed. Even the U.S. Pentagon said that OFEC-9 didn't work. Well, maybe this one does better. And it's true that Sheldon Adelson wants to be president of Israel someday, and he's giving a lot of money to the regime. But it's, I think what it also is an effort to kind of slow down the shifting pendulum on this whole issue of the Iranian file. Nobody's interested anymore in any aspect of it except the success of these talks, which, as you know, were held earlier this week and that'll continue next month. That's the idea, and I think that the international community, the public, has respect for both sides' negotiators, believes they are operating in good faith and within the limits of the Supreme Leader's comment yesterday about the Iranian people and the Islamic Republic will preserve their right to develop civilian nuclear capability. So I think we can expect more of this. The closer we get to an agreement, we'll have this kind of talk. And the latest was picked up by John Kerry, surprisingly, when he made a comment that, well, within 2 months, the Islamic Republic will be able to have the breakout capacity. I see it in that context. Also to put pressure from Washington, I think indirectly, on the negotiators from Tehran. That's about all it is. You know, they may have 20 more satellites in the pipeline, but I don't think that's going to affect anything on the ground.
So as yourself, some observers and analysts see the controversial comments and these threats by the Israelis towards Iran at a time when these negotiations are underway to resolve the dispute over Tehran's nuclear program. That just shows that the Israelis have contempt for these negotiations, doesn't it?
They have contempt, and what's more, they're very nervous and they have fear. Because, you know, for the last decade or the better part of the decade, this has been their number one issue, and they've lost consistently battles with the White House and have alienated almost completely the Pentagon, so they're kind of out there by themselves. So, yes, it's absolutely, the goal is still to sidetrack this in any way possible, and the danger is, and I don't think by nature I'm an alarmist, but they have other possibilities of trying to mess up these talks, and they're not beyond doing it. I'm talking about a false flag operation. I'm talking about, you know, revealing and supposed new evidence. So we're not there yet, but I think the rest of us are optimistic. I think the Iranian people, the American people, and the global community are optimistic that finally, we're going to have an agreement, and hopefully we'll get back to the normalization of relations which our two countries and the region enjoyed more than a century.
Thank you very much, political analyst Franklin Lamb, speaking to us from Beirut.